Tercera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
In 1994, the British sculptor Anthony Gormley was commissioned by Gateshead Council in the northeast of England to create a sculpture. Not just any sculpture, but a monumental one, 20 metres tall, 54 metres wide, to stand beside the main motorway running between London and Edinburgh, and after years of post-industrial decline, to help put Gateshead back on the map. Anna Pepperell was the visual arts manager at Gateshead Council.
At the time, Gateshead didn't have any large-scale contemporary art galleries, so public art was seen as a way of bringing art out into the open for everybody to see, and that was actually a defined policy in the early 1980s.
And by then, of course, a lot of the heavy industry in the northeast had gone, or was going, the mines, the shipyards. But what the councillors were proposing was something that was hugely ambitious.
I know. And looking back, it is incredible that somebody had that foresight and ambition. Gateshead had been involved with public art, but probably the most that had been spent was about £30,000. And a large-scale sculpture of this sort might cost £150,000. And how wrong we were, because it kept going up and up and up. And I think anything of this scale, and in such a open space, is a huge risk, because if you get it wrong, it's there forever.
But they got it right. It took several years, a barrage of local opposition, some serious engineering, and a lot of hard work. But in February 1998, the Angel of the North was finally lifted into place. When it was announced, everyone involved faced this huge negative backlash, didn't you? That the Northeast is one of the poorest regions of Britain, and many people thought that this was a big waste of money. Others thought it would be dangerous, it would distract drivers.
Exactly. You know, why are they doing this? It's going to bring about all these awful things. It's going to be Angel of Doom, personal attacks, and very, very unpleasant and difficult climate.
Didn't one newspaper liken it to a Third Reich German sculpture and run this headline, Nazi but nice?
Yeah, that was very nasty, and it almost halted the whole process. You'd be with your friends or for a meal or something, and you'd have to judge whether they were angel lovers or not, and whether or not it was going to turn the tide of your evening.
Gradually, the local opposition did subside, but there were other equally daunting challenges. The Angel is five double-decker buses high. Its wingspan is wider than a Boeing 757. But with its outstretched arms and narrow legs and ankles, it had to be built to withstand 100-mile winds on its exposed hill without toppling. In the end, a local northeast firm was chosen to build the huge steel structure, helped by a group of international engineers. And the price kept going up, didn't it? You must have thought a few times, is this going to happen?
You know, myself and Mike went down to Anthony's studio quite a few times in London, And he was very keen that, you know, it looks substantial. And one of those things that he did thickened the ribs on the angel, and that upscaled the budget slightly. So there was another sharp intake of breath, and we had to sort of go back to Gateshead saying, actually, it's probably going to cost another 100,000 or something.
The final cost was £800,000, and they got the funding. Finally, that February, the Angel of the North made this 40-mile journey to Gateshead on the back of a lorry through streets lined with people, even though it was the middle of the night. And that must have been an extraordinary sight.
That was. And then sort of at dawn, as the light was breaking, the piece was lifted up high with this huge crane and lowered into sight. And then it was fixed into the ground. I'm making it sound very easy, but of course the engineering challenge had been amazing. And then when the second wing went on, I breathed a sigh of relief internally, because I thought, yes, it was absolutely magnificent. And, you know, it was a very emotional, almost religious moment.
Anthony Gormley's Angel of the North is today one of the most viewed public works of art in the world and has become an unofficial symbol for the northeast of England.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
In 1994, the British sculptor Anthony Gormley was commissioned by Gateshead Council in the northeast of England to create a sculpture. Not just any sculpture, but a monumental one, 20 metres tall, 54 metres wide, to stand beside the main motorway running between London and Edinburgh, and after years of post-industrial decline, to help put Gateshead back on the map. Anna Pepperell was the visual arts manager at Gateshead Council.
At the time, Gateshead didn't have any large-scale contemporary art galleries, so public art was seen as a way of bringing art out into the open for everybody to see. And that was actually a defined policy in the early 1980s.
And by then, of course, a lot of the heavy industry in the northeast had gone, or was going, the mines, the shipyards. But what the councillors were proposing was something that was hugely ambitious.
I know, and looking back, it is incredible that somebody had that foresight and ambition. Gateshead had been involved with public art, but probably the most that had been spent was about £30,000, and a large-scale sculpture of this sort might cost £150,000, and how wrong we were, because it kept going up and up and up. And I think anything of this scale, and in such a open space, is a huge risk, because if you get it wrong, it's there forever.
But they got it right. It took several years, a barrage of local opposition, some serious engineering, and a lot of hard work. But in February 1998, the Angel of the North was finally lifted into place. When it was announced, everyone involved faced this huge negative backlash, didn't you? That the northeast is one of the poorest regions of Britain, and many people thought that this was a big waste of money. Others thought it would be dangerous, it would distract drivers.
Exactly. You know, why are they doing this? It's going to bring about all these awful things. It's going to be Angel of Doom, personal attacks, and very, very unpleasant and difficult climate.
Didn't one newspaper liken it to a Third Reich German sculpture and run this headline, Nazi but nice?
Yeah, that was very nasty, and it almost halted the whole process. You'd be with your friends or for a meal or something, and you'd have to judge whether they were angel lovers or not, and whether or not it was going to turn the tide of your evening.
Gradually, the local opposition did subside, but there were other equally daunting challenges. The Angel is five double-decker buses high. Its wingspan is wider than a Boeing 757. But with its outstretched arms and narrow legs and ankles, it had to be built to withstand 100-mile winds on its exposed hill without toppling. In the end, a local northeast firm was chosen to build the huge steel structure, helped by a group of international engineers. And the price kept going up, didn't it? You must have thought a few times, is this going to happen?
You know, myself and Mike went down to Anthony's studio quite a few times in London, and he was very keen that, you know, it looks substantial. And one of those things that he did thickened the ribs on the Angel, and that upscaled the budget slightly. So there was another sharp intake of breath, and we had to sort of go back to Gateshead saying, actually, it's probably going to cost another 100,000 or something.
The final cost was £800,000, and they got the funding. Finally, that February, the Angel of the North made this 40-mile journey to Gateshead on the back of a lorry through streets lined with people, even though it was the middle of the night. And that must have been an extraordinary sight.
That was. And then sort of at dawn, as the light was breaking, the piece was lifted up high with this huge crane and lowered into sight. And then it was fixed into the ground. I'm making it sound very easy, but of course the engineering challenge had been amazing. And then when the second wing went on, I breathed a sigh of relief internally, because I thought, yes, it was absolutely magnificent. And, you know, it was a very emotional, almost religious moment.
Anthony Gormley's Angel of the North is today one of the most viewed public works of art in the world and has become an unofficial symbol for the northeast of England.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.